So this book was done on behalf of my foundation I set up to acknowledge my daughters who died at Port Arthur, so Alana and Madeline, so the Alana and Madeline Foundation. The idea behind the book was we had the 20th anniversary last year, and in all the books, all the diaries I had of Alana's, the overwhelming theme that kept coming through was love. So what we did was approach 100 prominent Australians and asked them to share a letter of love that they would have liked to have written or something they felt strongly about, and encourage them to have diversity. And I think we really capture that in this book, because we've got everything from, you know, Bob Brown talking about his love letter to the environment, to Justice Michael Kirby, who talks about his love of his partner that he met in King's Cross in 1969. And I know when I read that letter, that was the first letter we received, there's a few tears dropped, and I knew we were on the right track.
There's 50 people in this book, isn't there?
There is, yes.
It's a lot of, and as you say, it's really diverse, because some people sort of write about something, like they might write about their love of landscape, or they might write about their love of even their job or anything. It's just a love letter in that respect, isn't it?
It is, yes. I mean, and sometimes, you know, people, there's a few people have taken the line of writing a letter to their either younger self. I think Cameron Daddo talks to his 80-year-old self and about not being grumpy and about appreciating all the things that have happened in your life.
I thought that was funny that he thought he would be grumpy when he was 80.
Yeah.
Might not be.
I just love the fact that he's acknowledging, you know, that he's looking forward to that time,
yeah.
With the view that, yes, you know, you look at our age expectancy, you know, creeping up every year by a year, and you know these are the things that, you know, 30, 40 years ago life expectancy was sort of 60. So, you know, it just goes to show you the changing times.
Should remind people who might have missed it that you lost your entire family in the Port Arthur massacre, which is a long way to come back from, and yet you have. And you've also got another lovely little book out too, which I've got on my desk here, called The Circle of Life.
Well, The Circle of Life dates back right not long after Port Arthur, so it's got a lot of reflections about life, a lot of positive. I know at the time I had to write myself some positive affirmations, and I had them stuck on my fridge, and each day I'd have a read of those. And, you know, just a little, they helped every day just a little bit to sort of gather reason for being here, reason to continuing on, because some of those early days, you know, this first year or two were pretty dark. And there was times where you thought, well, what is the point of being here? So, that gave me purpose at the time. And I mean, and then as the foundation has grown and, you know, as we changed gun laws in those early days, which was my number one priority and something that we, as Australians, we should be incredibly proud of. So those were the things that I hung on to with dear life and with hope that it's going to be a better day the next day.
And since you've established the foundation, you know, what sort of effect can you see in Australian society from you address a lot of people every year, you go out and talk to a lot of people, and a lot of those people would, of course, also have suffered great personal losses, or they might have very strong feelings about, well, gun control, for instance, and too. So do you think that it's having a positive effect on the Australian society?
I definitely think so. I mean, you look at the gun laws, and, you know, in the 21 years since, we had nil mass shootings until the unfortunate incident at Margaret River recently. And I mean, that was an incredible readjustment of our whole psyche, I think, in Australia, that we don't want to go down the path of the US. We don't need guns. We don't want to live in fear, like life is there. And so I think, you know, and that is also extends with our foundation and our ethos there, that we want to reduce domestic violence, that we want to look after children, because they're our future. And if we give them a kind, nurturing, loving bed society to grow up in, then we're all going to benefit, and they're going to have a much better world to be in.